Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the second hour of Sabah al-Muslim on Radio Islam International. Yesterday, towards the latter part of the day, we received the sad news from Pakistan, Karachi, that Arif Billah, Hazrat Mulana Muhammad Shah Hakim Akhtar Saab, rahimahumullah, had passed on. Now, from my own particular point of view, I had the opportunity of spending time at the Khanqah in Karachi in February 2007. And at that time, Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab, Damat Barakatuh, as well as my own Ustad, Mufti Amjad Saab, was also there in Karachi. And I had just completed my Alim classes in 2006, and I was out in Jamaat in India, and I had already visited India and Bangladesh. And then I had the news that Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab, as well as Mufti Amjad, was there in the Khanqah. So I then took a flight from Bombay to Karachi, and I arrived there sometime in February in 2007. And when I arrived at the Khanqah in Karachi, it was the first time that I really visited the Khanqah. I had previously seen Hazrat Hakim Saab, rahimahumullah, when he visited PE when I was still a young boy. And he came to South Africa, I think, in 2002 and 2004. And that was when I was still studying in the Azadville Madrasa. So I had already seen him. We already had witnessed the attraction of Hazrat, the awe that he had. And when you seen his face, immediately you were pulled towards him. That appearance, when you looked at him, and someone who may have read the description of the friends of Allah and is acquainted with that, when that person would see Hazrat, would immediately be able to identify that this is indeed a friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I arrived in Karachi, and I immediately settled into the Khanqah and stayed there for a few days. Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab took me to meet Hazrat when we had just arrived there. And at that time, there were five programs for the day. This was the sequence of the program for the entire day. After Fajr, there was dhikr with Mulana Mazhar Saab. And then in the morning at 11:30 or so, just an hour or 1.5 hours before Zohar Salah, there would be a majlis. And in that majlis, they would play the cassette of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. Hazrat would come, they would bring Hazrat out of his personal room. They would put him in the lobby area in what was previously the library, part of Hazrat's quarters, adjacent to the masjid in Karachi, in Gulshan Iqbal. Hazrat would be brought there with the assistance of those that helped him. And after having experienced a stroke about 12 years ago, from that particular time, Hazrat was not very mobile. So they would bring him out at that time at around 11:30, and this majlis would continue up until Zohar Salah. There would be poetry. Also, Mufti Amjad Saab, Damat Barakatuh, would recite certain poetry and would give explanation and also explain different aspects of tasawwuf. Now, that was the first majlis with Hazrat, but the second program for the day. Then there was a second program that would take place where Hazrat would be brought out again after Asr to Maghrib. And this program would also continue. Poetry, people, the students would come. They would recite Ash'ar. They would recite some of the famous ones, the one that we have been playing this morning, Tere Ashiko, Medina, and other poetry. And then there was another program after Isha for about an hour and a half. Again, they would play the Bayanat of Hazrat, and Hazrat would be brought out. He would be placed there, everyone would come and sit around. About close to 100 people would gather for each majlis. And then in the evening, there was a late night majlis. And this was an amazing majlis, something the like of which you may not have heard of. It was a humorous majlis. Mulana Abdul Hamid Saab at that time would share some jokes when I was there. This was February 2007. Different types of jokes, and Hazrat would explain, or they would say that Hazrat said that at this age that we're living in, it's such an intense time. People are so caught up in tension and all of that. And as a result, we need to have some light-hearted moments. And for about 30 minutes or 20 minutes in the evening, this is around 11:30 in the evening, there would be this humorous gathering. Hazrat would come out to the courtyard between the Khanqah and the masjid. Those that have visited may be fully aware of what I'm talking about. So the time that I spent there, about 21 days, was a time of my life, I would say. And I will always remember that time. Whilst I was there, in between, we had the opportunity of going into Hazrat's private room on a daily basis, making some khidmat. This was really the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah ta'ala had granted us this opportunity. And when I was leaving, after about 21 days, I told Hazrat that I'm leaving and I'm soon to get married. And I requested du'as, and Hazrat started laughing and saying, that's why you seem to be so excited to be leaving. So alhamdulillah, we had the du'as in that regard. And at that time, I had a problem with my back as a result of the traveling in India. And it was a really difficult time, but with the barakat of the du'as of Hazrat, when I came back to South Africa and with some treatment, I was able to overcome that very quickly. And we continue to see the barakah, even though we are not worthy of attaching ourselves to a legend and a pious alim of this nature, and alim Rabbani, arif billah, you know, to even say that we were linked in some way would be an absolute, it would be erroneous to say that, and it would be a disgrace. But the fact that Allah Ta'ala granted this opportunity, we really appreciate that. I also had the opportunity of going back last year in March 2012, where we attended an international Islahi Ijtima at the Khanka in Karachi. And at that time, unfortunately, due to time constraints, we just had about 3.5 days. And the Ijtima took place where the madrasa is Madrasa Ashraful Madaris. And at that time in Pakistan, there was a strike, so it was difficult to move around. We couldn't move around. It was risky. There was killing taking place all the time. So we preferred to just stay at the place where the Ijtima was taking place. However, we attempted to go and catch a glimpse of Hazrat. Hazrat at this time wasn't really accepting there, or wasn't really, you know, allowing any visitors. They weren't allowing visitors to see him. And I went there one afternoon, sneaking away from the Ijtima, and we managed to come to Gulshan Iqbal. I just managed to go to the room, and I asked one of the Khadims that to give me a chance just to catch a glimpse of Hazrat's face. And they said that, you know, that not allowing visitors. And I said, I come all the way from South Africa, and all I want to do is just get a glimpse of Hazrat's face, and that would really make me happy. And they then allowed me in. Hazrat was sleeping at the time, and we just managed to peep into the room, spend a few minutes there, and then come out. And this was really an opportunity that I will also remember, that last opportunity that we had to see the face of Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayh. And there was an attraction to the face. There was a beauty to the face that attracted you to the face immediately. And when you see the face, you are attracted to Hazrat, knowing that this is an wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I really feel honored that a despicable person like myself was able to spend time in the company of such a great alim, such a great Allah wala, and that Allah ta'ala had granted me this opportunity. And I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala profusely that we are able to take a minimum amount of benefit. May Allah accept our efforts. It brings us to 17 minutes after 7 Central African time.